I'm delighted to welcome today Mark Hyde, who has created a most amazing tool that we're going to share with you, which is called Teamlytica. So welcome, Mark.
Elaine, it's great to be here and thanks for the invite.
Fabulous, fabulous. So we've had lots of laughs off camera and that will continue. And I was delighted to know that you're trusting me with this podcast because you're a podcast virgin. I don't know how that can be. Tell us about all the other appearances you've been on, but not a podcast.
Oh, yes. I've never done a podcast, no. And very much looking forward to it. In a previous life, I had a business that trained gap year students to go traveling. And I used to run a 3-day course down the New Forest on the South Coast, trying to prepare wet behind the ears, 17, 18, 19 year olds to travel a bit more safely. And I had a PR agency. I came out of corporate life and hired a PR agency, as you do. You spend a bit of cash. You think, I'm a big business. I can afford this. But to be fair, they got me some great gigs. So I ended up every time a youngster got attacked or sadly raped or, heaven forbid, murdered overseas, they'd wheel in a travel safety expert, which was either me or another chap from a different company. And so I ended up on BBC Breakfast TV. I've been on CNN, I've been on Sky News, I've been Radio 4, attended the full 3 days, the Sunday surgery on Radio 1. So yeah, all sorts of different and interesting things, and always good fun, I think.
Brilliant, brilliant. And hopefully this will be the same. So it won't hurt, I promise. So, Mark, you mentioned you were in corporate life. What did you do in corporate?
Well, my very first job was I drew maps for the Ordnance Survey, 1 to 10,000 scale maps, a cartographer, which is quite possibly one of the most boring jobs you can do, which I found. But stay for 2 years because they gave me flexi time and I had lots of time off to go and do my mountaineering and hill walking hobbies. Left there, joined Terry's of York and was a rep, then became a trainer and then key account manager, area manager. So the chocolate oranges and the all golds, I can still probably reel off the 6x6 sell things from 40 odd years ago nearly. And then went traveling, did a gap year and ended up at a business called CPM, which ran outsourced sales and merchandising teams. And interestingly, taking the business that I used to be in, those reps, which are high value, high cost, company cars, pensions, et cetera, and turned them into part-time roles. And so I built a team for Buena Vista, Disney Videos, from 60 to 450 field personnel in 3 years, 3.5 years, which was an amazing experience. Great fun, a great client, very demanding client in Disney. And our client, our recruitment base was almost entirely ladies returning to work after having children. So we take them on 20, 25 hours a week. And they thought they'd had no skills and nothing to bring to the party. They weren't employable. And we'd show them that actually being a mum and running a household and being able to budget and run around looking after kids and schools and everything else were just the sorts of skills that we needed in our business. So, yeah, it was a fantastic, fantastic training. Loved it to bits. And, that was me.
Brilliant. It's interesting you say about mum returners. Some years ago when I first got trained in disbehavioral profiling, I'm going back probably 25 years now, I was a mentor to head teachers. There was a scheme run by a business in the community, which was about they realised that, or the education people realised that head teachers who were newly appointed had such a transition to go through because they were classroom teachers and they were heads of department and they were on the senior management team and then deputy and so on. But actually, by the time they were head teachers, they were running a business because managing a school is no different. So transferable skills are everywhere, aren't they? Lots of people think that they can't do this, they can't do that. Oh, I've only been in this industry sector, so therefore I've got to stay in that industry sector. And that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, that's so true. And I was privileged to help a friend's business who, the Kickstarter, the government program, trying to get young people back into work after the COVID crisis. And I ran, I think, 5 or 6 different courses, 12 youngsters on it, 18, 19 years old again, 90 minutes on a course. Massive eye-opener for me. And just trying to motivate and engage these young people who didn't have much hope, a lot of them. And trying to say to them, you know, actually, you have so much potential in you. and you have lots of life skills. You need to find those life skills that you've got within you and bring them out and show employers how you can use them. There wasn't one of these, but a young lady I can remember years ago knocked on my door. I had an office in Bicester, and I was on the second floor, tucked away, little knock on the door, and this young lady appeared, and she said, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I'm sorry, you know, I'm a one-man band, I've got nothing for you, but have a cup of tea, you know, let's have a natter. If I can help you, I will. So we had a half an hour chat, and partway through, I was trying to help her with her CV, and she mentioned that she was a groom. She had a horse. And I said, oh, what does that entail? And she said, oh, I'm up at 5:30 every morning, and I go down there and muck out and feed and clean and whatever. And then I'm back in the evening at 9:00 and I do the same again. I went, oh, big commitment. How long have you done that for? And she went, well, it's every day of the year, clearly. And I've done it for 6 years. Well, why isn't that on your CV? That needs to be there. That's just all these things that she didn't realize that she could demonstrate through that resilience and tenacity and commitment and, you know, So I have sort of a passion. I totally agree with you. So many more things are within us to come out.
Absolutely. And things that you mentioned about the mums and the budgeting aligned to this mentoring that I was doing with head teachers. I got myself known with you know, amongst some other head teachers who had different challenges. And one of them was an infant school, and she had problems. The head teacher had problems with attendance. Well, when you think about it, infant school, the parents bring the children to school. It's not the children not turning up, it's the parents not. So how do you get to the parents? So she couldn't get funding for a project with the children, but she could get funding for a project with the adults. So she said, what can we do? How can we make this work? So I did a course for parents about improving self-esteem and being a role model for the children and this, that and the other. And of course I did it in school time, which meant she ticked her box because the kids were there. I did it something like 2:00 in the afternoon, so we would finish as they were taking the kids home, but it meant the kids had to, you know, so that whole, you know, the kidology, as my mum would call it, you know, the psychology of it. And that I remember one day having a flip chart. And I was saying to them, it wasn't just mums, there were some men as well in there. And I was saying, let's talk through making a Sunday lunch or any dinner. You know, what do you do? So as they were calling out all these different things there with my flip chart at the front, I was turning what they were doing into business speak, which we then put on the CV. So, you know, it's project management. It's preparation, it's reflection, you know, all of these things. So we have this nonsense language really in business that is plain old. And then from that we had some people actually kind of fess up that they couldn't read and write, but they managed to hide it, which meant they weren't able to help their kids, which they were ashamed of, and so on and so forth. One lady came out as a writer, a superb writer, and started publishing stuff, and another man went on an IT course, and all because they were shown that they could, you know, that what they have is transferable. So I
ran when I left the corporate life, I set up a team building company, and we ran a course for an organization in Cardiff. I think it was Cardiff or Swansea. And it was for 17 and a half year olds who were about to come out of care and become adults. And basically the system let them loose. And they wanted to help them. So we had a weekend in a YHA, youth hostel, myself and Dan. And we turned up on the Friday night, having done a day with another with a company. And we turned up and there's 12 or 13 youngsters there and a couple of the support workers. And they're having a meal. And we joined the end of the meal and nobody talked with us. Nobody engaged us at all. But what have we done? We had a weekend with youngsters. We're down with the kids, we can do this.
Yeah.
And one of the carers then came over, the carers, support workers came over and went, you're wearing suits.
Yeah.
Right? You're police.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So went in, jeans and t-shirt, came back out again, they started chatting to us.
Yeah.
And we did various activities over the weekend. And one of the things we did on the Saturday afternoon was introduce them to Belbin.
Yes.
Belbin role models. Very quick thing, and thought that this may add to their
maybe Mark, you can explain for the listeners, for those who don't know, Bilbin. I'm sure most of them do, but just a quick summary.
It's a profiling tool to give you a role within a team. So there are 8 or 9 different roles, and you get assigned depending on what your personality type is. So whether you could be a resource investigator, or you could be a shaper or a plant, and there's different roles and different things depending on who you are as an individual. So we ran this very quick questionnaire with them. We explained what we were doing, and then we did a few activities based on their role models. Then we said, right, this evening, a bit like what you just said, this is very uncanny. You're going to cook an evening meal for us, but you need to plan the menu out. Mm-hmm. You need to go shopping. You need to budget. You need to delegate skills and tasks based on Bilbin. And there was one girl on the Friday night who gave us a really hard time for about 2 hours over whether she should use her mobile phone or not. And this went on at group norms we were trying to set for the weekend. And she gave us a really, really hard time. And at about midnight, she knocked on our door and basically told us that she was just winding us up to see how far she could push us. So we put her in charge using Bilbin and the role models and the group. We put her in charge of the meal. My goodness, she excelled. Mm-hmm. She just, from being somebody that didn't have any belief in herself or self-esteem, to running this thing slickly. And I'd have employed her. On the back of what she did, I would have given her a job. So yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? What you can do with transferable skills over there to over here.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're doing now, Mark, is absolutely fascinating. I love it, love it, love it, love it. So tell us about Teamlytica. Tell us about how you created it, why you created it, and what it does.
Mm. So part of my background, I've got the corporate background, which is about people. It's about growing teams. It's about creating training and opportunities and growing people. So, and in my personal life, I do a lot of scouting, and I've been involved in scouting since I was 7 years old, and I was dragged along by my mum and dad. Mm-hmm. And they were involved in it most of their life. And it's very positively shaped who I am today. And I've been privileged to run or be part of an expedition leadership team based in Hampshire who trained young people to go on expeditions around the world. So we've been all over the world doing things and teaching, in effect, life skills to young people, leadership, community, et cetera, adventure, and pushing themselves to bigger, better things. And it's still going today. I'm still involved on the periphery. But so I combined all of my corporate and all of my leadership into a leadership development company called Tangram, and realized partway through doing that, that there's an awful lot of people doing the same thing. And how do I differentiate? How am I different? How do I stand out from the crowd? And what I saw was lots of companies using psychometric profiling tools, of which there are dozens, and you can there from free to hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And but what I noticed was that there wasn't really anything particularly team focused. What you get is an individual assessment on a person, and if they're in a team, you can combine those 8 or 10 or 12 together to create a team report. They're also they all have their place, and I'm not disparaging putting down any of the profiling tools, but they tend to be one-hit wonders. You do it. Oh, yes, this is me. Mm. Oh, look. This, oh, wow, how come he's got this? This is so good. It's so accurate. They've got me nailed. Well, you answer the questions. Mm. And then you might show it to your boss, and you might go home and show it to the other half, and then you put it in a drawer, and you don't do much with it. And I've got lots of examples of that happening in the past. And I felt very few organizations really grasped the power of those sorts of tools. And I thought, you know what, I can do something better. You know, who the hell am I to do that? But I set about doing it, and I created a questionnaire. And the original idea was to send a questionnaire out to a team before I ran a team day for them. It's a bit of a sort of a discovery tool. Mm-hmm. And from that, I could get ahead of the game quicker, build a bit of trust quicker, get some quick wins in, and deliver more back to them. That was the start point. I then thought, you know, I could write some commentary. I could sell the commentary bit. Ooh. I can sell them the report and the commentary, and then I can sell them the team day. And this has morphed over the last 5 years odd. And it's been a journey. I can't say it's been easy. It's been expensive in terms of money and in terms of relationships, business partners who you think you're doing one thing and they think you're doing another. And but what's come out at the end of it is a tool I call Teamlytica, which is a way of helping teams realize their potential. and give managers an easier life and allow the team to flourish and deliver whatever targets they've been set in a practical, pragmatic, common sense approach. And I've spent a bit of money trying to make it as simple and as accessible and as easy to understand and implement as I can. So that's Team Litica.
So talk us through what happens for the benefit of the audience. I just love how it works.
Good.
And you know, I'm keen to work with coaches who are Team Litica trained, because I'm not in the coaching space. I'm in the mentoring space, but not in the coaching space. Mm. And this is the perfect tool, isn't it, for coaches to use?
It is. And one of the things that I originally set out was to try and sell this direct to a team. And a number of things have happened. One, it's very expensive because my platform is applicable to any team in any sector, in any industry, at any seniority. So how do I talk to those people? And I threw cash at it and struggled, to be fair. And then a consulting firm picked this up and used it within their own team and loved it. And they compared it to another profiling tool they used at the same time. They assessed it at the same time. And the gentleman that bought it from me, I used it with his quite senior team, said within 20 minutes of introducing your platform to my team, we were able to start making changes. The other platform, which I won't name, he said the gentleman took 2.5 hours to explain how it all worked. So I quite like that 20-minute thing. So from that conversation and him using it with some very senior people in some large organizations, through the summer, I thought, you know what, actually, I'm going to create an associate program. I know the environment. I've been there being a business coach or a trainer or a mentor or within HR. I know the struggles. I know the hassles. I know the feast and famine and how you differentiate and all those sorts of things. And so I repurposed. I thought, how do I create this into something that a business coach or trainer can use with their client base? And so through the autumn, I've created a workshop, an associate program, whereby I want to build a community of like-minded individuals that can use this tool to work with a customer and move them forward. How does it work? It's really simple. You get your client team, they upload their names, email addresses, that's it. Press send, it sends out a questionnaire, which is completely confidential, all online, no tech experience needed whatsoever other than be able to type. And as soon as half of those people have submitted their questionnaire, it populates the dashboard that ensures confidentiality. The dashboard is accessible by the manager and the coach or trainer. And from that, they get 54 questions. I say it takes about 20 minutes. Everything's scored 1 to 10. Those 54 questions are generated across 9 categories, and you get an overall cohesion score. And cohesion, I liken to the glue that holds that team together. It's that magic bit, and really important. So I give an overall score for cohesion. The other two indicators I give are morale and positioning on a stress curve. And I say indicators because it's hard to score these things accurately. But from the stress curve perspective, you go from apathy and boredom, imagine a bell curve, apathy and boredom over the left-hand side, into comfort, into optimal performance at the top of the bell curve. And as you dip over to the right-hand side, you're going into strain and then to burnout. So as an example, I worked with a team whereby they were in strain. They were a high-performing team. They were very good at what they did, but they couldn't continue in their current vein. And my role was to use the data within the report and the indicators in the comments within the report to say, how do we move you from strain back up to optimal performance? And what does strain look like for you? Well, it looked like a bit of a blame culture, longer working hours, productivity actually going down rather than up, friction within the team, stresses, and all these things all bubbling together. And actually what they needed to do was somebody to go, let's stand back. Should have been the manager, but they were too in the thick of it, to go, let's put the right behaviors in place and let's put the right processes in place to bring that team from strain back into optimal performance and then keep them there over a period of time. So you've got cohesion, stress, morale, the 9 categories all color-coded, red, amber, green, the 54 questions all color-coded, red, amber, green. Each category, the system generates an action plan of insights and observations and suggested actions to take that team forward. Should the coach or trainer not want to use their own skills, but do you know what? They'll have so much more to say. And I ask 3 open text questions, which is, hey team, what do you think you do well? what do you not do so well, and give me three quick wins. So that's a basic Team Litaker report, and it can be up and running in just a few minutes and making changes within half an hour. So yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. And I've seen the demo of it, and I can't wait to be collaborating with coaches using it in a live situation. It's automated things that you and I have done over the years in a long-winded way. And as you say, with my specialism, DISC behavioral profiling, and I particularly use it with health and well-being. So I can tell by looking at a DISC profile whether somebody is in burnout, how close they are to burnout, if they've already exceeded it, if they're ill, what they're likely to be ill with, and so on. So my expertise is helping them with the health piece, which is why I'm not interested in, well, I'm saying I'm not interested, but I am interested. I'm champing at the bit, or I'd love to take on, but I know what I'm like. If I take on Team Litaker, then I'm going to be, you know, there's only one of me. So I'm also in the process of creating an associate program, which will no doubt include Team Litaker to an extent. So that's all very, very exciting.
And you know, there's the sea change in opinion in the last 18 months, 2 years, 3 years around well-being and about health and about mental health and about being able to reveal weaknesses and be, you know, all those things I think is fascinating. And the more that we can do and help to help and support teams and individuals, the better. And I think your work is amazing and drilling into those in need people that you can go in, weave your magic, and hopefully realign them, reframe their woes, and push them out the other side stronger and better. I think it's brilliant.
Absolutely. But also I find what you said about the awareness of health and well-being now is uppermost. Yes, that's true. However, in my experience, it's actually just lip service. People are ticking boxes. But when you actually say, so, you know, you have these vegan juice bars and, you know, proper food in the canteen and all these wonderful things. But actually, if people aren't engaging at an individual level, it means nothing. So just having a good lunch. Most places don't have canteens these days, actually, do they, apart from manufacturing? But then that's done by robots. So everything is changing. Everybody eats on the hoof. Everybody is stressed to the hilt. So these tools that you and I have got together work wonders, and because we know, because we've actually put them in practice. And then it's very easy to avoid problems. So our joint systems can identify the potential problems, not just the problems that are there, and reveal actually where the pinch points are. We can actually anticipate the problems. So your morale percentage, you know, in the stress curve thing, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
And you know, the part of it, I built Team Litaker not to be a big stick. This isn't about highlighting poor behavior and poor ways of operating. So there's a top 10 section. This is what we do well. Let's celebrate. Let's do more of these things. And the lower scoring areas, which is where a manager wants to go quickly, well, great. Let's give you some solutions to change that and move it forward. One of the things you just said, which really, really resonates with me, is COVID especially has had a huge impact on this. If you go back to that original research by Hertzberg's motivation theories, why do we go to work? We go to work because we're tribal. We want to be with other people. We want to enjoy other people's company. We want to interact and chat and do stuff. And I think our current way of working, the hybrid system, is good, but not great. And I think we're storing up problems for the future. And I think culture is going to suffer. I think creativity is going to suffer. I think that sense of belonging and the piece where we all looked after each other is going to just slide a little bit. And I think your point around maybe companies are just paying lip service to it, I think they are. I don't think companies really know what they should be doing now. So it's all a challenge. And I think what I do is I provide a guidance to open conversations. I provide a score of a question to say, this is amber or this is red. Let's have a chat about it. Let's come up as a team and find out what we can do to resolve this and move forward.
Absolutely. And from my perspective as well, I mean, there are many well-intended workplace things going on, you know, massage at your desk and all the rest of it. Well, yeah, great, fine, lovely. But why do you need a massage at your desk? Why are you stressed? You know, where's the problem? So that's what I get to. I get to the underlying problems, and we can help fix it. But it needs people to take responsibility.
Crocodile Dundee. I quote this often. Do you remember the film Crocodile Dundee, where he's turned up in New York or wherever he is, and he's got his big Bowie knife and his hat and his jacket, and he's talking to the boyfriend of the woman that goes out. I can't remember who it was. And he says, "Oh, should we catch a beer later?" And this guy goes, "Oh, I can't. I'm seeing my therapist." And he went, "What's a therapist?" And he said, "It's somebody I tell my problems to." And Crocodile Dundee says, "Don't you have any mates?" And it just really resonates with me that we do the massage chairs or the juice bars or whatever. Actually, what we need to do is talk to each other and get through as human beings, don't we?
Well, that's where the drinking culture. I like a glass of red wine, and I like alcohol in moderation, everything in moderation and balance and all the rest of it. But you know, in the pub, you know, you gather with your friends, you chit chat, you solve the world's problems, you offload if that's what you need to do and so on. But you do it in an environment that's supportive, that's comfortable. Having therapy, to me, many therapies actually don't work. I've spent many years in the realm of health and well-being, and I've interviewed many practitioners, and they're great and they do wonderful things, but it doesn't get to the root of the problem, unless the person takes responsibility. It just doesn't work. So we're going to solve the world's problems, Mark. Team Litica and Elaine Godley are going to really make progress. Yeah,
bring it on.
So okay, how much does the system cost? Should we talk about that on here? Because a lot of people get put off because of price, but I know your price is not high at all.
No, so I charge $995 for the report and plus VAT. And that's for a team of, I say, between 5 and 15. If you're putting less than 5 people through, it's not a team, and one person's going to skew the results a lot. If you're putting more than 15 people through, I'd have a conversation that you're managing too many people, and we need to split that down into functional groups. So we all know that too many people, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So I also have the come back and retest, so you can do a benchmark report in 3 or 6 months' time after that coach or trainer has weaved their magic, and that's another $995. But that brilliantly allows you to show progress of the team. So you can come back and say, hey, look, we set a target for this, we did some training for this, and we've improved by 2 percentage points. That's a great step forward. Or you might, and proving that return on investment is notoriously difficult for coaches and trainers to be able to do. You may have stayed static with a score or scores, or you may have regressed. If you've regressed or stayed static, it gives you an opportunity then to talk about the next 6 to 12 months worth of support for that team and what coaching or training that they may need. So it's an opportunity to keep that conversation going and then rescore again in another 3 or 6 months' time. And we also do a Team 360, where the same questionnaire can be sent out to key stakeholders. And you can either do a client version, a supplier version, and a colleague version, or you can mix and match whatever you want. And what you'll then get, which I love, is a reality check. So that team might be scoring themselves really high and going, hey, look, we're brilliant. Look at us. Woohoo. And then the reality comes in from the suppliers going, maybe not quite as good as you think you are, or vice versa. They may be underscoring themselves saying, we're struggling, we're not any good. And they're highly regarded by the people that they service and work with. So there's 3 different price points. They're all $995. And for business coaches and trainers that come and support us, we support them and we pay a percentage back to them to help them with their business and hopefully continue our ongoing relationship.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Mark Hyde, Team Litica. How can people get hold of you?
Website is www.teamlitica.com. teamlitica.com. Market Team Litica will get to me as well. And all through yourself, Elaine. And the discussions we've had, I think, are brilliant. And I think your approach to this is fantastic. And I love conversations where people get what I do and I get what they do. And there's a symbiosis.
Yes.
Symbiosis to it. And you're right. Let's take on the world. So, and I'm happy to chat to people. I'm happy to help support them if they need help with the system. We do a 3-hour workshop, which is chargeable. It's not a lot, just £99. You come along, learn about the system, get in depth. But for that, you take away a free report worth £1,000, which you can use with a client, and you can either give it away, discount it, or sell it full price and make your money back on the course. And I will happily support you with understanding the data and to get the best out of it for you, but also more importantly for your customers, so they keep coming back and buying it as well. And you add value to their organization and help them grow. So, yeah.
And I can help the people who are poorly to
exactly
reverse. Exactly. Even stage 4 cancer, as I did with myself 7 years ago. I should be dead by now, according to the medics, but I should have been dead within 12 months.
Power of the mind, isn't it? It's the power of the mind.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm here to cause far more mischief yet. Okie dokie, Mark. So mark@teamlytica.com.
.com, yep.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.